Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, an incident happened in Syria. A Russian military unit turned back six American armored vehicles in the Kurdish-held area of Syria, the province of Hazra. This is directly attributable to Donald Trump. Here's what happened. It should not have happened. We don't want conflict with Russian forces. But the Russians are starting to flex their muscles. They're in trouble at home. Their economy's floundering. Putin's under attack by his own people. He's trying to nationalize disputes with other people to try to get unity back there. Russia has no legitimate interest in Syria. Syria is not close to Russia. Syria is a Muslim country. Russia is a Russian Orthodox country. And they have no interest in being there at all. They are not truly a world power. Sets the standards for world conduct the way the United States does, the liberal democracy and values. But they simply have troops there for the heck of it so that they can look strong and pretend that they have a consequence around the world. Now, for them to turn back six American armored vehicles in the Kurdish-held area of Syria is something that should not have happened and is a direct result of Donald Trump's withdrawing from Syria and leaving the Kurds to be genocided by the Turks. Now, I don't want to get into a whole bunch of history on this because I already have in a lot of other shows. But here's the deal. Trump showed the white feather. Trump genuflected to Putin. If Trump had been strong, hadn't been funded by Putin, hadn't been blackmailed by Putin on the pervert video, the United States is going to Syria. There's nobody turning back six American armored vehicles. But Russia has now put a lot of resources in there, aligned with Iran, Shiite country, to support Assad, who's an Alawite, which is sort of like a Shiite, hated by the Sunnis. Syria is largely a Sunni country. These are all internal politics. We are simply there. We were there to keep the peace, to make sure that the Kurds aren't genocided, the Yazidis aren't genocided. And for our troubles, six of our armored vehicles get turned back. Now, whoever the commanding officer was of that detachment made a good decision to turn back. We don't want a ground conflict with Russia in Syria. Russia is the country with one aircraft carrier that it can't afford to maintain, that breaks down in the Mediterranean, that we supply with, I'm not kidding, we supplied them with fresh water when their gear broke down. They can't launch a plane from their aircraft carrier, even though it's an aircraft carrier. It carries planes. They go to a dock in Syria, offload them, and then the planes fly out of airfields in Syria. It's a joke. It's a fake. Reminds me, in China, not too long ago, maybe a decade or two, a zoo ran out of animals. And so they put a chow in the cage and said it was a bear, and they put a German shepherd in a cage and said it was a wolf. Okay. That is essentially what Russia is militarily, except that it has over 7,000 nuclear weapons. That's all they have, but that's enough. So stand by. We have a legitimate presence in the Middle East. Trump should not have withdrawn our troops who are protecting the Kurds. And the Kurds, many of them are Muslims, but because they're racially different, racial strife and genocide within the Muslim community is frequent. And we abandoned the Kurds, who were our allies, are our allies, are good people. Trump lied, said that they hadn't really done very much. The truth of the matter is, they took about 10,000 casualties and we took very few in defeating ISIS. And then they had something like 10,000 ISIS people locked up and we abandoned them under Trump. And a lot of them got free, could go back to Europe. Many of them had European passports. The Europeans are too weak to arrest them and deport them immediately. And this is a mess, and it is a mess because of Donald Trump. So stand by. I don't expect that this is going to happen again. There are clear lines of delineation on airspace and ground forces in Syria. This was something Russia did to violate that. We already have some sanctions against Russia. We need more. Slowly turn the tourniquet till Putin turns blue and gasps for air. Do it very slowly so he saves face. Okay, a little tidbit came out about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, whenever I talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, I wonder, why am I talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene? I mean, why her? She's not even on any committees. She's in Congress. She's grotesque. It recently came out, you know, she stalked AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, said she supported terrorists, menaced her. Cori Bush of Missouri, she menaced so that Cori Bush had to move her office because her office was right across the hall from Marjorie Taylor Greene. But it turns out that in February of 2019, before Marjorie Taylor Greene was elected to Congress, she, as a civilian, as an ordinary person, not a member of Congress, went to Ocasio-Cortez's office and taunted her and her staff through the mail slot, shouting, "Get rid of your diaper," and shouting, "This office is a daycare." This is a seriously deranged individual, okay? I mean, first of all, if you're in Congress and some nut comes to the mail slot and yells anything like that, I think you call the police, have them hauled off, a guy on each ankle and a guy on each wrist, carry them out and put them on the grass very, very gently. But this started even before she got into Congress, before. And it was before she got into Congress that she stalked the Parkland survivor who was on Capitol Hill to testify about what had happened, and kept shouting at him that he was against the Second Amendment after he'd seen a lot of his buddies killed. You know, it's one thing to take positions that I believe are not rational or that they're wrong. Okay, that's why you have a free exchange of ideas. It's quite another thing to harass and menace. It's quite another thing to harass and menace. And when you stalk individual lawmakers and witnesses before congressional committees and shout terror, you know, they back terrorists, taunt them. You have a right to free speech, but you don't have a right to heckle. If you heckle somebody and you're arrested for disorderly conduct when they're giving a speech, you can't say, "Well, I was just engaging in free speech," because you interfered with someone else's. This is a close question here. AOC in her office was not engaged in free speech at the time. But, and it's not only unbecoming of a member of Congress, it's not only unbecoming of a member of Congress, but how do you possibly think that people sit down and negotiate bills in Congress now? How do you think they possibly sit down and try to come to some accommodation for the benefit of American people when you have some weirdo like this shouting, "Get rid of your diaper, your office is a daycare, you back terrorists," and sort of walking behind them, menacing them? AOC is a very small person. Tell you, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a woman of size. She's a woman of size. Hovers over AOC. This is wrong. Just flat out wrong. It's got to be called out. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.